burdened for the Christian people. I'm burdened for our churches. I'm burdened, glory to God. I'm burdened for these that will take off of the house of God, amen, and go on vacation, but they'll work all week, afraid they'll lose their job. It bothers me where our priorities are at. And I'm going to preach it till I fall over. But glory to God, I ain't going to quit. God will be first or he won't be at all. Oh, but I can watch on Facebook and I can go somewhere else to church. If we ain't where God wants us, honey, we ain't in God's will. God said he wouldn't dwell in an unclean temple. This thing is more serious than any of us are seeing today. Look at the first verse. It said, Simon Peter, a servant, an apostle. And a servant, I looked up a servant, and even a Scofield Bible gives a servant is a bond man. It's a bond man. I thought if they called me for a funeral and they said, would you preach the funeral on Saturday at 2 o'clock and I come dragging in at 3, what kind of Christian would I be? What kind of preacher would I be? But Bill, you a preacher, there's more required of you than there is me. I thought about what if I said, well, I am busy today. I will do it, but let's go Sunday. And my business wasn't preaching God's word. My business was playing games. I'm going to tell you, we need to get obligated to the word of God. Peter said there that he was a bondman and he was an apostle. And a bondman can't go where he wants to go. If I've got enough sense to know, if I call somebody in prison, which I can't get into the prison, I can't call. But if I call somebody in the prison and said, would you meet me down at McDonald's? I'll buy you lunch. Amen. He's a bondman. He can't come. I'm going to tell you something today. We're being led by different spirits than the Spirit of God. We're doing what we want to do, what the flesh wants to do, and letting the Spirit of God go by. And we come on down and it says he's an apostle. And that means that he's a messenger of God. Amen. That he's out there doing the work of God. We are messengers of God. Every place that I go, sometimes it's easy and sometimes it's hard. And I don't praise God enough for the easy times that I've had to preach. Amen. But I recognize it when I have the hard times of it. I'm a messenger of God. Can I tell you something? Your name ain't Peter and it ain't Paul and it ain't Bill. But you're a messenger of God because you stepped up to the cross of Christ when you was lost and undone with without God, with a sin pack on your back, eat up with sin, and God forgave you of your sin. So you are a messenger of God, that God will deliver you of sin. God will set you free not to go back into bondage, but to be a messenger and tell him how great the Lord Jesus Christ is, and what God done for me in the bathroom at night, what he done for you at an old-fashioned altar in church, or down by beside of your bed. And besides that, he give us grace to overcome the obstacles that's put before us. Glory to God, he's healed our old bodies. He's kept our family together. Amen. God has been God. I tell you, I owe him my life today. Without Jesus, I wouldn't be here, friend. And if I make you mad today, praise God. And if you like it, I'm going to praise God anyhow. He's King of kings and Lord of lords. And he's coming back after a church. He ain't coming back after a pavilion. He ain't coming back after a beach. He ain't coming back after Gatlinburg. He's coming back after a church that's blood-bought, filled with the Holy Ghost, a power of God. He ain't coming back after a church that used to be. He's coming back after a church that's today. Amen. We've played the games with God. We've made mockery of God. We've not glorified God like he is. And we sit back and say, why is the church like it is? Why ain't nobody interested in church? Because the devil has set up camp in their house. Amen. Amen. It's time to preach. It's time to preach. Amen. And he's Simon Peter, a servant or a bondman, and an apostle of Jesus Christ. And I want to show you who he is an apostle to. And he said, to them that have obtained like precious faith. He was an apostle to the church. Can I tell you what he was? An apostle to the church. He was a bond man to the church. I'm going to tell you today, you don't find many that's a bond man to the church. You don't find many, glory to God, to them that are of like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. He said, obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. And I thought today, honey, if you can get a church on fire for God, amen, when a sinner comes in, the conviction will light upon them until they'll come to the altar or they won't come back. I'm going to tell you today, the sinner can sit in church and he's just as comfortable as anybody else. Why, the Spirit of God ain't there. There's enough envy and strife and backbiting in our churches today to shut off the Spirit of God. The love of God ain't in our churches no more. The love of God ain't in our heart. We got our job on our money, on our job, on our vacation, all the problems we've got in life. Glory to God, we need to get our job and our mind. Glory to God, set on Jesus Christ and see that we are a bond man for the Lord Jesus Christ. The best I can do is nothing, church. Nothing. The best I can do is nothing compared to what God has done for me. So Peter here was preaching to the church. That's what God has called me to do. Preach to the church. If the church will get right, a miracle will come back to God. Amen. I see them today, honey. I preached yesterday at the funeral. We've made mockery of God. I'll have to preach that here. I'm about sure of it. Grace and peace be multiplied. Hey, I learned my multiplication tables in school. That was a requirement. And can I tell you, they beat it into my head good enough that it ain't left me. That's before I had a calculator. And that's before I had a cell phone. And it showed me how to subtract too. Amen. If I have one and take one away from it, I ain't got nothing. Amen. If I got one and add one to it, I got two. That's what me and Janet become two, whether she likes it or not. We two become one. She can like it or lump it. That's the word of God. She's lumped it a whole lot. Amen. But we two need to be one. Can I tell you what the church is supposed to be? The body of Christ as one. You get a sinner into the house and there's enough envy and strife and not liking the word till the sinner's not even convicted. I'm preaching us the truth. Amen. Amen. I told Karen, I ain't seen her in a couple of years at least. She's been in Tennessee. But I told her, she said, I'm keeping notes. I said, tell me if I've backed up or if I've lit up, will you? I don't want to let up. People are dying and going to a little burning hell. I'm going to tell you what's so sad today, huh? Let me tell you what's so sad today. When they tell that old drunk you were saved when you was little and God understands that alcohol just an addiction to you and you are still going to heaven. I'm going to tell you it's going to be a crying shame when that drunk wakes up in hell and he's going to say, that preacher told me I was all right. Amen. That's going to be a crying shame, neighbor. And I'm going to tell you something. There'll be that liar sitting right beside of you that told you you was all right. You don't believe that can happen, but it can happen today. We've got people we know that served on the deacon board. They served in the house of God. They sung in the choir. They visitation. They was a bondman for a little while for Jesus, glory to God. But they got out from under the hand of God. They went back to the places that they are, and they're not right with God today. I don't care how many churches they join, wherever they visit, we need to come back and make amends with God and tell him we're sorry for where we've been. Amen. Church, I'm preaching us the truth. I'm preaching us the truth. I'm going to read it to you right out of the Word of God. And he said in the second verse, grace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge, get knowledge, of God and of Jesus our Lord. I never got a certificate when I got saved to hang on the wall and said, Bill has got knowledge of God. I never got a certificate signed by some preacher. There wasn't even no preacher there. Michael Mode never signed a paper for me and said, Bill, you got knowledge. You got knowledge of God. All you got to do now is you are saved. You got the knowledge of God. You don't have to do nothing else. You can go to church if it's convenient. If it ain't convenient, let it go. When the church is gone from America, neighbor, honey, it's going to be a pitiful stance. It's going to be a pitiful time when the Spirit of God, I feel it in my bones, I feel it in my soul. The hairs on my arm are standing up. Honey, when I see America that has been a great nation that lended to other nations, today we're borrowing from everybody. We're borrowing from other foreign countries, our enemies. Honey, and America is heading downhill. I wonder, and I don't know this, but what if, I don't nobody know, but what if America was to be the mystery Babylon that the Bible speaks about. What if it was to be? We've had all the things that it speaks about. But think about it. And they cried out in Revelation and they said, mystery Babylon has fallen. I've been in probably 10 or 12 different countries and different states. And I'm going to tell you, every one of them, neighbor, is going to laugh when America falls. I'm going to tell you, China's going to laugh. Oh, yeah. Romania's going to laugh. Russia's going to have revival break out because America failed. We've become a laughing stock because we said, in God we trust. I'm going to stand on the promises of God. And they let two or three people get together and take down the statues of Robert E. Lee. Amen. They take they let one big woman stand up and take prayer out of school. They give you directions if you go to the flagpole and pray. Be careful not to offend. But you know it, glory to God, I'm telling the truth. If you go into prison, don't offend the gays. Amen. If one's decided, I'm going to tell you, we've mocked God. One's decided that they want to be a woman. He's been a man all of his life because he walks on his tiptoes. I got to call him Geraldine. I'm going to tell you, we've backed up on the Word of God. Let me tell you something else, and this bothers me to no end, honey. A 12-year-old don't need to know whether he's a woman or a boy. He needs to be what he is, glory to God, and let mom and daddy stay out of it. They shouldn't have a right to change their sex life at 12 years old. I'd like to tell you something else. At 12 years old, glory to God, they don't need a right to know whether they want to stay with mama or whether they want to stay with daddy. Honey, they're just children. I've been 12 years old. I know what 12 years old is. Honey, we're not settled on anything at 12 years old as far as our sex life. We're up and down. But America has passed laws that all of this junk is all right. I'm telling you, we backed up on God. We forgot the standard of God. There was a standard in the house of God 53 years ago when I got saved. There was a standard in the house of God. Amen. A preacher live like some of the preachers are living today, they'd be sit down out of the pulpit. Today we've got in such a shape, we've got to go out and get whoever we can find to pastor a church. Amen. And if they ain't been to school, we don't want them. If they ain't been programmed, we don't want them. I'm telling us the truth, and I'm going to holler, amen. It's the truth, church. We fell away from God. If I ain't made you mad yet, I'm coming. According, the third verse, according to his divine power. I'm talking about his divine power, glory be unto God, hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life. The divine power of God has given me all things that I've ever needed. He gave me power to go on. I got enough gas to go on. I got a roof over my head, clothes on my back. The divine power of God. I don't need nothing else. I don't need to be searching for nothing else. I don't need to be digging out something else. I've got everything, the divine power of God, and it's a free gift. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God. According to the divine power that is given unto us all things that pertain unto life and goodness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Virtue, glory to God, that's cleaned up. He's given us knowledge. The man that's got knowledge has given us knowledge to obtain all of these things. For first he said, wherefore are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. I'm going to tell you, we forgot the promises of God. God said, I'll go with you all the way even unto the end. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. The Lord God in heaven said, I'll daily load you with benefits. He said, I'll be right there with you. When sickness comes, I'm there. When your enemy comes upon you, I'm bigger than your enemy. I'm bigger than any problem you'll ever hit. And anything that you need, he said, I am. I am the great I am. I will take care of you. Why in the world, church, would we want to walk away from the great I am and sit back and say, I know I need to be in church. I know I need to be doing a little better. The Word of God said, if you know to do good and don't do it, to Him it's sin today. Honey, I need to do what God wants me to do. Amen. Praise the holy name of Jesus. I'm going to tell you, Christians ain't got enough faith. Come on, church. They ain't got enough faith. They'll leave the church and slip around like a suck egg dog. You can like it or you can let it go by. When I come up, glory to God, you stood up and told the church God had led you somewhere else. Amen. We ain't got no faith about us today. Amen. Bill, preach it, honey. And besides this, the fifth verse, give all diligence. What does diligence? It said give all diligence. That's to give everything that you got. I believe when Larry opened up the Bible, maybe in the first verse of the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, didn't it say all diligence for us to give everything that we've got to the Lord? He said giving all diligence and add to your faith virtue. That's just a moral duty. A moral duty, glory to God, as a Christian, is to live right. Peter was talking to the church, people that had received the precious faith, the like promises, the precious promises that he had received. He was preaching to the church and to faith virtue and to virtue knowledge, glory to God. We need some knowledge. How in the world do you get knowledge? How did I learn my ABCs? Going back to school. Going back to school. I didn't listen full time, but I listened part time. How did I learn to multiply? I had to go part of the time and listen. I had to listen. How many times have I wished as I growed up that I'd have learned a little more in school? I'd have listened to some of those good old teachers. Those that loved me. Those that tried to help me. I fooled one, he's dead now. My 11th grade teacher said, Bill Sperling, if you don't change, he said, you'll be in prison before you're 20 years old. He missed it. He missed it. Amen. I never made it, and I didn't change till I was 26, the mercy of God. But he said, knowledge. Do we have knowledge of the Word of God? Do we have knowledge that Jesus is soon coming back? Do we have knowledge that every soul sitting here is going to be dead or either caught up in the rapture? Do we have knowledge? You beat it out of your mind. You're going to die. You're going to die. And after that, the judgment. Whether you love the Lord or not, you're going to stand before Him. I'd hate to stand before Him and say, Lord, I know You saved me and I used to go to church. I used to love them people, but they hurt my feelings. Bless my heart so much. Lord, I know You understand. So I just couldn't handle it, so I went back to the bottle. And I got back on the bottle pretty heavy. Lord, I know You understand. I know what He's going to say. I done read it in the book. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. Amen. He knows our little feeble excuses today. Oh, I'm so nervous. I just start shaking all over. I can't stand it to go in a crowd. And you see them at a car show. I bet the exhaust fumes puking them up. Amen. I looked at every one that come through and I could tell maybe I missed one or two, but I watched as they came through yesterday. I could tell who was motorcycle riders. Some of you ain't heard this, but I walked up in the cafe. I come back from River North Prison. One old boy's about that high and the other one's about that wide. And they come in on motorcycles. And I didn't have on no tire or anything. I walked over there to them and I said, I can tell y'all are Harley riders. I had never seen them in my life. I said, can you tell I'm a Christian? Hello? I didn't have on no Jesus shirt. I didn't have on no tie. I just ordinary. Could they tell I was a Christian?
Come on,
and he said, I probably could if you had one of them turnaround collars. Smart at it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I said, I'm a Christian without one.
Right.
Amen. Amen. I said, I love y'all. And I got in my car and left. But what I'm saying today, the Harley boys are not ashamed that they're Harley boys.
Right.
But us Christians who. I hope they don't say nothing to me. I hope they don't ask me to pray. Fellas did now. He come visit with us here at church. He said, Bill, he said, I'm backward. He said, I'm saved, but don't you ask me to dismiss. I couldn't hardly help it. Yeah, I couldn't hardly help it. Think about it. How close to God are we if we can't pray? Let me preach on, okay? He said in knowledge, in the sixth verse, and if these things be in you, all these things I just have read, virtue, knowledge, diligence, patience, goodness, let me read 7, I bet I've missed that, 6, and to knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness. There's an action of godliness. There's an action of caring. There's a different aura about compassion. There's something different about a true born-again Christian. And I'd like to tell you something else. There's something different about a true hypocrite. Amen. One that'll talk about God and how great He is when He's around His crowd, and he talk about the other when He's around their crowd. That's a hypocrite.
Amen.
And He said, add to godliness, and to godliness, 7th verse, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. That's love. The love is gone from our homes. The love is gone from our churches. I thought you just got young'uns. What if you didn't see young'un for 6 months? You didn't see them. Wouldn't your heart break? I see Jesus right now. I see Jesus sitting in heaven crying because His children won't praise Him. I see God sitting there saying, I've sent my only begotten Son, the Lamb of God, to save America, and America is backed up on me. America has run into a hole. America's been ashamed to praise me. America has been afraid. They fell into fear. I've been in just about that much of communist country, and we in America cannot handle it because we're sport rotten. These people have come up in communism, and they understand it and deal with it. But we've been blessed. We've had everything. And we can't handle it. If we've ever seen a time we need Jesus, our kids are coming up. They're sport brats. Amen. If you don't like this kind of French fries, I'll fix the other. And if Mama won't do it, they'll go to Grandma. Hello? Melody, you say amen, won't you? How about it, Janet? She said, I'm tired of waiting on these. And they come in, honey, said, what do you want to eat? I've had to pull my hearing aids out. Amen. I know how it is. I got a little jealous the other day, and I said, time you take care of sister, and you take care of Colton, and you got to take care of Scotty. I said, when do I come? Where am I? I bet Jesus is saying, you run over here to get your satisfaction in the flesh. You run over here and spend your money on this. Put your money in bags with a hole in it. When are you going to stop and praise me? Amen. I'm just a man. I like to be petted once in a while, too. Let's just take a day off and you pet me, okay? Hello, church. That's where we're at.
Yeah,
now, why don't them young'uns call me? This looks like they'd call and let me know where they're at. Y'all ever heard that? Well, just keep on preaching, Bill. And he said in the 8th verse, but if these things be in you and abound means that it's alive, it's working in you, and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren, and barren means idle. If these things are in you, you won't be barren. You won't be without fruit. You won't be just in an idle stage. I thought it's got to take a lazy person. I hope you ain't here, but if you've retired and got bored and nothing to do, you're lazy and crap. Ain't something wrong. I ain't had one minute. I've been retired 18 years. I ain't been bored. I ain't missed my job. But I'm still bearing fruit. I say, Bill, it's wrinkled when it comes out. It looks like a prune. I'm still trying to bear fruit. I got a fig tree, and I'm so embarrassed of that thing. I've went out there, and they're just little hard balls. And I've eaten figs off a real fig tree. I'm afraid I've got a counterfeit. Yeah. I look at it once a week, and it's that little green hard ball. I even got one off and tried to eat it. You can't. I wonder if we're just that little hard ball hanging on the fruit tree, it ain't doing no good for nothing. I believe I find in the Word of God where Jesus cursed that thing. He didn't use God's name in vain. He put a curse on that sucker and it died because it wasn't bearing fruit. Why is America in the shape that they're in today? I wonder how many of these that's running around so proud that they're serving the rainbow and they're gay. I wonder how many of them have said no to God and God turned them over to a reprobate mind. That's what the Word of God said. Think about it. And a man turned over to a reprobate mind, his conscience is seared as with a hot iron. So the Word of God don't penetrate no more. Think about it. How would y'all like to hear me preach if I drank 2 beers before I come to church this morning? Amen. Or walked out there and kicked my neighbor's chicken house over. Come on, church, where we at? We're barren. If we ain't careful, we're barren. He said, we'll neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Larry said it this morning. He said, I don't understand everything, but I understand enough to live right. That's what he was saying. I'm going to tell you, he's got a brother, glory to God, that's got enough knowledge of God when he's sober till he knows the convicting power of God. He's got a heart that big. All he needs is loving into the house of God. He needs to be shown something out of the people of God, amen, that is greater than any bottle he's ever looked into the bottom of. Amen. And then I believe he'll make a Christian one day. But we're going to have to keep praying. We're going to have to keep the Spirit in the house of God. We're going to have to be an excited bunch of Christians. We're not going to have to be a bunch that's barren, that's idle, that ain't doing nothing. We're going to have to be excited. I know where some of them's at. They went to the zoo yesterday, and they kept them. Evidently. Need to be fruitful. Nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. 8th verse. But he that lacketh these things is blind If we lack any of these things in the Word of God, you look up a definition for every one of them. If we lack these things, we are blind and cannot see afar off and hath forgotten. That's what I'm preaching on. And hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. He has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Let me turn over into Deuteronomy. I jotted it down. Deuteronomy 8. Well, there it is. Deuteronomy 8. And the 8th verse and 11, there it is. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. And the 14th verse said, then thine heart be lifted up, and thine forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. They were brought out of Egypt, the house of bondage, and they forgot about it. We jump down to 19, and he said, and it shall be if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God and walk after other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify again you this day that ye shall surely perish. Jump right over to 9 and 7, and it said, remember and forget not how thou provokedest the Lord thy God, the Lord thy God, to wrath in the wilderness from the day that thou didst depart out of the land of Egypt. Did you get that? Those children of Israel, from the day that they departed out of Egypt, they come against the Lord, they provoked the Lord, and ye came into this place. From the time you left Egypt until you came into this place, you have been rebellious against the Lord. That's the word of God in Deuteronomy. So we see that people are rebellious. We see that people forget. The children of Israel started muttering, amen, about the time they got out of bondage. And the Bible said they didn't quit muttering until they ended up over into the place that they was in right then, amen. But glory to God, it said 600,000 of them died in the wilderness. Why is this plague hit America? I thought about, I believe there's 20-some names maybe on Moody's chart down there, and that's just one funeral home. 20-some names, amen, right there in the funeral home. It's a plague like I've never seen in America. We've seen problems, and there's been plagues before, but I'm talking about a plague like I've not seen, and people dying on every hand. I'm going to go into Psalms. Psalms chapter 9. I'm about done. Y'all please just stick with me, will you? Psalms chapter 9, 17 and 18. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. And I thought, well, it looks like it would have put down there, except those that had a weakness and just seemed to couldn't quit cussing. He said, all nations, the wicked, liars.
Go ahead, Bill. Tell
we stand and testify, I love God. But he ain't first in our life. I do everything I know to do to have God first in my life. And can I tell you, I'm a failure? I let too many things bother me. I come home almost defeated from the funeral yesterday. I thought, my Lord and my God, God gave me a message. He gave me strength to preach the message. And he said it won't return void. It'll do that that it's sent out to do. This one won't return void. This one won't return void. It's what the Word of God said right here. And the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. 18th verse, for the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. The expectations of the poor shall not perish forever. If you will, turn over to Psalms 50, please. Just turn over to Psalms 50, and I promise you I'll quit with this. Psalms chapter 50. I'm going to read several verses, and I promise you I'll quit. I'm not smart, but I'm saved. And I can't put a message together to save my life. I remember my first trip to go to Cuba, and Dale said, make notes on three or four messages. And I think me and Jeff Castle preached 14 times in 5.5 days without notes. I can't make notes. I'll jot down a verse of Scripture, but I'm depending on God. I praise God for these that can make notes. I just don't know how. I don't know how. I can't use a computer. I can't get it printed out. And I write it down. Nobody else can read it. 50th chapter. Everybody found the 50th chapter? Everybody stand up, please. Hallelujah. If you're not able, I know if you're not able, sit still. But 50th chapter, and we'll go back to 12th verse. And I promise you I'll quit right here quick as I read this. I'd like to read it all, but I'll just go from the 12th verse. It's the Lord speaking. He said, if I were hungry, I would not tell thee. For the world is mine and the fullness thereof. The Lord said that. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. He said, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Have we not called upon the Lord? That's when I got saved, when I was in trouble. I called upon the Lord and he delivered me. 16th verse. And he said, but unto the wicked, God saith, what hast thou to declare my stature? Or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth? Who's he talking to? He's talking to the wicked. Seeing thou hatest instruction and castest my vows behind thee. Neighbor, do you know anybody that don't hate instructions today?
Bless him, Lord.
Think on it. 18th verse. When thou sawest a thief, then thou consented with him and hast been partakers with adulterers. So a thief and an adulterer, we just take part with them. We consent with them. Ain't that what the Word of God says? We just say it's all right. Nothing is sin no more in our new modern day church. In our 20th century church. Thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue framed deceit. I started out with Peter talking to the church. Now the Lord has brought out to the wicked. It may be a wicked church member. Think about it.
Amen.
Thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue framed deceit. What is to frame a building? To frame this wall, there's probably every 16 inches, there's a two before right there in that, behind that wall. So they framed deceit. They framed a place and put a block, amen, till conviction won't get on our children. Amen. Preach it, Bill. Thou settest and speakest against thy brother. You know that preacher Bill hurt my feelings. How about y'all read Facebook just a little while back? Where they said, you've hurt my feelings. We just wanted to go out and eat. But we're not coming to church because we're sick. But you hurt my feelings. So we framed a seat. And we come on down the road just a little bit and somebody else posted the same thing. If you're able to go somewhere else, you're able to come to church. And they said, amen.
Amen.
So you tell me that's deceit.
Bless him, Lord.
The same mask that'll work in Wally World or Ollie's will work in church. If you're scared to death, I got two seats up here 6 foot apart. I thought I just got a small TV. It's one of them, 20-something, 6-7 inches. And I told Janet, I said, they so far apart, all I can see is the middle. I can't see who's talking. They was out past my screen. If I really cared, I'd get a big screen, but I don't care who's out there. But that's how us Christians are. We're so far apart. That's what the Lord's talking about right here. Thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. Thou settest and speakest against thy brother, thou slanderest thy own mother's son. These things hast thou done, and I kept silent. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such an one as thyself, but I will reprove thee and set them in order before thine eyes. The Lord said there, said, you thought I was just the one like you, and you got by. But he said, I'm going to set this thing in order. You can't preach to the wicked no more. Their feelings gets hurt, and some of the church members will run and get them up in their arms and say, oh, Bill didn't mean to hurt you. Said, you go ahead and live like you want to. It's all right if you don't come to church. God knows you're puny. God knows you're unspiritual, too. God knows you backslid. I'm going to tell you, we've made mockery of God. Amen. We have laid it home and been thrilled to death, and I've lost my handkerchief. We've laid it home, amen, and been plumb excited. We've been on quarantine because they paid us. The White House has got us in debt over a butt, and we're borrowing off China. Send us $150 for our children. Sent a stimulus check. I talked to the boy. And any inmate, I talked to the inmates. Me and Bush both did. And we talked to some. And if they have ever filed a W-2 form in prison, they got a stimulus check back. Bless your heart. I hate you kill somebody and you in here, but let me feed you. Come on, church. Glory to God. God sees this, but he's coming back.
Amen.
And all of these things that we have made place for, all these sins we've tried to take in and let them be all right. You know what's wrong with the church today? We're in sin. They sin in our camp. God ain't first. They sin in our camp. What does it do? It makes you mad. It aggravates you. I was altogether such a one as thyself, but I will reprove thee, and I will set them in order before thine eyes. 22nd verse. Now consider this, you that forget God. I'm preaching on forgetting God. Lest I tag you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. How soon we forget the shape that we was in. Church, I promise you from the depths of my heart, from the depths of my heart, when God saved my soul, I couldn't walk from here to that pew. I was crawling on my hands and knees. And you say, oh, that'll never happen to me. So why am I thankful? I've not forgot where I was at.
Amen.
Can I tell you why some of these are on the run? I never done no drinking or I never done no sin. The Bible said where little's forgiven, there's little praise. Where much is forgiven, there's more praise. I praise Him. I praise Him. 53 years later, I'm walking. Had a couple of bad days in my life, but I praise God, I'm walking. But He said, let's get that 22nd verse. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces. That's God that I'm serving today that saved my soul. He said, if I forget Him, I'll tear you into pieces, Bill. And He said, there won't be no deliverer. But you ain't going to be nobody there to take care of you. Nobody to take care of you. There's going to be no guard. There's not going to be any fence. There's not going to be any hedge. There's not going to be anybody there to love you. If you forget God, that's what the Bible says.
Amen. Listen, Lord.
Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and in him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. We need to order our conversation. Hey, we don't need to fly off the handle. Old Jeff Castle preached a great message on flying off the handle. It was great. We don't need to fly off the handle. We need to offer praise unto God. Get us an invitation song, if you will, please. Everybody loves the Lord, just lift your hands as they come to get us a song. Glory to God. If there's anybody lost here, if there's anybody backslid, if there's anybody backed up on what God wants them to do, would you come this morning as the invitation is sent out? I poured out my heart, church. I've given it the best I got. I've tried. I love you.